Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Tuesday. You're listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. Thank you. Listening to this afternoon edition. My apologies if you expected to listen early this morning, but, you know, trying out the schedule since I have this new format of 2 hours. But don't fret, I'm sticking to the early morning programming. Other than the weekend, because Saturday nights have been a blast, honestly, dealing with the weekend. On occasions, we still do the morning show on Saturdays and also special editions on Sunday. And we'll stick to the morning format just since my scheduling is pretty flexible right now, trying out different time periods. I know Sports Friday edition will air on Friday around 11, a couple weeks ago aired at 11, will air at 11 a.m. Really, because from the request of Reg Rev Nick also, he would like to, even though it doesn't bother him doing it in the morning time, he was like, it would be cool if I could adjust the time for him on Fridays. And I said, well, I did broadcast a couple weeks ago in like mid-afternoon. So I was, regarding how flexible my schedule is, I sure would. It looks like my schedule would be flexible on Friday, and I sure would do that. One thing about it, I know producers and artists and musicians, they love a later time schedule because they're usually going to bed at 5:30. And then also people in sports too, athletes and so on. Sometimes a lot of people pull all-nighters. But one thing about it, I love my international audience, and a lot of times it is maybe late night or afternoon or evening time when it's early in the a.m. here. And definitely want to keep the international audience, want everybody to be happy. So while my time schedule is flexible, I want to work with not different times, but either, sticking to the early morning format, because that's what I love, and that's what I know many of you love also, the early morning, 5:30 a.m., but then also noontime, brunch time is pretty cool also. And you can share more feedback regarding the time that you like. But, since I've upgraded to the two-hour format and also can broadcast during prime time hours, that is something I could not do before, is broadcast like during prime time hours. The evening time from 6:30 to like 10, I used to could not broadcast during that time. Now I can. Now Culture Shock Entertainment Reports can. And, that's good. That's moving on up, right? So just, trying out different slots and time slots that had not been available beforehand. But love and appreciating your support, your feedback, send your PSAs, and send your media kits and your music, and update me regarding the projects that you're working on so I can plug your work. And most definitely, feel free to call in anytime, 714-409-0614. Create a listener profile account if you do not have one yet so you can interact within the chat room. I'm not looking at the switchboard yet. I'm on my way if anybody's in the chat room or waiting to speak. But honestly, create the listener profile so you can chat in the chat room and also interact with other shows and other hosts, because I am just in awe of many other blogtalkradio.com shows and hosts also. Don Nicolion out of Georgia. You all know how much I love Revolution Rant, Brian Cuban, my goodness, and Sexy India, The Judge Neil Show, the blogtalkradio.com staffers, period. They train us on a weekly basis. I love it when we congregate together and discuss different topics, and they educate us and listen to our feedback regarding our needs and wants and so on. So it's just amazing. My cousin Linda is online also, I see. But today we're going to be talking about do-it-yourself projects. And last night I posted so much info regarding do-it-yourself projects. And matter of fact, I have a do-it-yourself project that I've been meaning to work on for ages, but I'm going to work on it this summer most definitely. And it's an oak kitchen table that's been part of my life since I was a little kid. And it had been really, I had taken good care of it for the longest, but it needs refurbishing. And plus, I need to find chairs to match this oak round kitchen table. But that's a do-it-yourself project for me. But then there's other do-it-yourself projects, from simple home improvement things that we need to do. And I posted a lot of information. And ironically, the nest.com, and I know that's mainly a website for like newlyweds or those planning to get married, but it's good just for the general public because I found a wealth of ideas from that website alone regarding do-it-yourself projects from, you know, just a basic do-it-yourself project from something simple around the house. It's important for us to have proper things in our toolkit. You know, have the hammers and the nails and the pliers and so on. You know, so there's do-it-yourself from small little projects to, you know, big projects and projects that you have to get help with also. But there's fashion projects. This morning, sparkpeople.com, we didn't share information where you can, and I meant to email this to Cousin Linda, because it was regarding how you can do it yourself, allow your fruits to dry, you know, and, you know, dry into like the candy form. And it's like, and Spark People put that under the do-it-yourself category. So do-it-yourself is from fashion to things at home. I even, you know, from old T-shirts that one does not need anymore and just restyling them and redesigning them from doing your own pet fashions. I've shared all kind of information regarding that. I'm in the chat room also, and Cousin Linda has not pressed one. So I'm going to leave the comment button. So I'm going to leave the switchboard for just a few minutes, and then I'm going to come back because I know Cousin Linda might have some do-it-yourself ideas also, because even when traveling, I know sometimes people, we have to think quickly. Wait a second, here's a do-it-yourself thing I need to do. One idea that I had seen during preparing for the show last night was that, like, the simple holes in the wall, especially if it's a white wall, you can get, like, white toothpaste and seal the hole up temporarily and then get your paint later and cover it up if it really needs to be painted and the toothpaste is not enough. But it's just simple ideas. And feel free to call in and share, like, do-it-yourself projects that you have been working on or plan to work on this summer, especially from small to large. And I don't know about you guys, but one of my favorite shows is Nate Berkus. And that's what his show is usually about from beginning to end, do-it-yourself projects. Today's show, each and every one of his guests discuss doing it yourself. I know a few of his guests were like, they're like savage queens. If they even see a neighbor throwing away something, because one of his guests had seen her neighbor throwing away an old door. And she said she read it and said, no. And she made the door into a very elegant-looking table, you know. So it's many examples of doing it yourself, DIY. Sometimes some people might wonder, well, what does DIY stand for? And that's what it's all about. There are some awesome shows here at blogtalkradio.com in regards to do-it-yourself projects. All you have to do is key in do-it-yourself in the search, you know, in the search square here at blogtalkradio.com, and you will see the various shows that focus strictly on do-it-yourself projects. And that's amazing. So I was just curious about what type of project that some people have been working on. A lot of my online friends especially share with me, you know, and real life friends also, you know, regarding do-it-yourself projects. I have friends that do it yourself, and I have friends that make their own furniture, you know, artists and painters and so on. But even just us regular day, everyday people, you know, sometimes it's just good to see and say, well, I can do that. And test yourself and find out. And sometimes it's really fun, and you sometimes that is the beginning of a whole new career for some people. Just because they did something themselves and it turned out good, then other people want you to do things for them too. And then a lot of times do-it-yourself projects turn into a career, an own life for themselves, turn into businesses and so on. So either they're, you know, the hobbies or projects that you want to do and complete by saving money and learning something new, or something that can spawn into a business. And I'm pretty much ad-libbing, even though I've posted a lot and have written notes. I'm pretty much, you know, just I'm so excited about this topic. I knew I would get excited, but I'm really excited. And it's something a little different also. Tomorrow we're talking about, you know, happiness, regardless of if one is single or not. What is it really to be happy? You know, it seems like it's the ultimate goal. You know, overall I'm happy, but I need to upgrade my happiness and everything. But overall I'm a happy, good, lucky person. But it's a lot of people. Are you truly happily single? Are you truly happily married? Are you truly happy in between? You know, it's all about, you know, our happiness. And as happiness, you would think we all define happiness the same, but some of us have different descriptions of happiness. And I think the best happiness is the happiness that comes from within. But, you know, the external things also make us happier. And that's not bad. That's a good thing, too, you know. It motivates us, make us feel good and so on. So it's different things that make us happy. You know, I love to hear Tony Robbins, one of my faves, who talk about happiness. From my teen, I was exposed to Tony Robbins in my late teens, but like my mid-teens, I was deep into Norman Vincent Peale. And one thing I liked about his writings was you learn how to really be happy and to live and improve positive thinking lifestyle. So the different things trigger our happiness. And it is an important topic, or it wouldn't be, because it's evident, because there are so many sad people out there and so many depressed people out there. And even though happy people get sad too, I think there's a misconception that happy people do not feel other emotions, which that is not true, you know, because that's life. And that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow and Thursday, the beauty and fashion industry, you know, jobs and careers and that are out there in the beauty and fashion industry. Because, you know, I know last year we talked a lot about different types of jobs, and I think maybe early part of the year talked a lot about job interviews and job and interview etiquette. And I know back in December I went to an interview tip class taught by Charlotte Moman here in Jackson with the library commission, local libraries. And I mean, you can't be a know-it-all when it comes to interview tips and resume writing and et cetera. Cousin Linda and I, we talk about that and during our private conversations a lot also. We can't be a know-it-all regardless of our experience, our lack of experience, our years in business, because things always changing. So Thursday we'll be talking about, you know, that's a pet peeve of mine. But we're talking about careers and jobs in the beauty and fashion industries and, you know, in customer service industries and so on. So that's what we're talking about, because there are different jobs in the beauty and fashion industry, just like in sports. You don't have to be an athlete. Everybody's not made to be an athlete. In the music industry, entertainment industry, everybody's not in front of the camera or holding a mic. People are behind the scenes. But even in the near future, we'll talk about other industries also. Sports industry. I think it was Hounds on and others also. But the sports industry, because I'm a person, I have a lot of faith people who aren't athletes. Executives and people who work in sports management. But then also in the music industry, it's not just the artists, it's producers and promoters and media and engineers, the people that work in the studios. You know, there are so many other jobs. If you're not out there in front of the camera and holding that mic, you know, and even in the fashion industry, I didn't grow tall when I was a little girl. You know, I thought, oh, I could be a model. I model locally, a pretty successful hair model for Tony Brown, hair model. I would love the fashion industry, but I was always petite 5'2" and a half. Even though, you know, working on losing the pounds all the time, I could not gain a pound. So, but I always loved sales. I always loved sales and marketing. Always loved designing. Always loved sketching. Always loved applying makeup and learning about the new trends. So there are other jobs in modeling. You can work with models if you don't have that model, that runway model look. Or if you don't grow tall, you can always be a print model. You might have a certain body part, like your hands or your hair or your skin or your feet. You know, you can be a body part model or a model spokesperson, or like in the department stores when you see the models who promote the different lines, especially fragrance models. There are different jobs for different in the fashion industry, and especially in the modeling arena. So we can talk about different jobs and managers and buyers. You know, there are the people who buy the clothes and the fashion way ahead of time. I mean, buyers, you know, buyers, when, like, they're already buying for next, like, fall 13, 14. Because 12, 13 spring lines and everything, they're already out. They're getting ready for 13, 14. Buyers are, I mean, they're way ahead of time. They can forecast and see what will be popular in 2 to 3 years from now, because buyers have to think way ahead of time. Fashion designers have to think way ahead of time. So we'll talk about different things, and I hope we hear from professionals on Thursday also. But that's pretty much starting a conversation also in regards to that, and that's what I'm loving about being able to broadcast up to 2 hours now. You know, because we don't have to do just the 30 or 45 minutes and then run out of time and do a part two or part one. We can really get down and dirty. I would say dirty, but get down and really talk about what needs to be talked about. But this is pretty much introductory to what we need to talk about, and we're doing in for different industries. You know, because there's so much to talk about. And there are, you know, I know there's lack of jobs, but then there are jobs out there. And then if we talk about it, you never know. It's all about networking. And one thing about Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, it's about networking. You know, listeners, one thing about, I love interacting and networking with the listeners, and it's all about networking. That's how people find out about interacting and working with other people, customers, other businesses, finding out who's hiring and who's not, or who they can collab with, you know. So let's continue to talk about do-it-yourself projects, but I'm just getting riled up and started because this is a fun topic and something good to talk about. And I guess doing it yourself and talking about home furnishing and fashion and clothes and so on, that pretty much got me excited about Thursday's show also. But I'm going to leave the switchboard in the chat room for you, and Cousin Linda probably will have something to say. But I want to talk about some websites and other favorite shows. Because you know, Cousin Linda and I, we talked about HGTV last week, and HGTV, that's a channel that's focused on do-it-yourself, almost anything that's dealing with home and garden, homes and gardening and just everything. And a website that I love, that I have a profile with, that I've been with probably since early fall last year, that's house.com. You all need to, many of you know what I'm talking about, but many of you don't. Log on to House, HOUZZ.com. I love that website. Love, 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 love it. My profile name is Culture, same as blogtalkradio.com, CultureShockInc.Beth. The house.com is pretty much like home and gardening, but the website version. You get a chance to interact and follow one another. A lot of interior designers, photographers, and just people that love home and gardening and love to read, and so many blogs and articles. And you get a chance to create your own lookbook and your own pictures and your own work, and then, you know, a lookbook which consists of some of your favorite pictures, similar to Pinterest. Your lookbook is like Pinterest is, and like Pinterest.com. And you pretty much put together, like, your favorite articles and favorite pictures that are all into one lookbook of your own work and, your own home, your own spaces to favorite articles and pictures that you have come across yourself. Then there's the Do-It-Yourself Network. Visit that website, DIYNETWORK.com, filled with all kind of ideas. Now, here, I'm looking at Wikipedia and do it yourself, because some people might say, well, I always hear the DIY. Or do it yourself. Do it yourself. Get a hammer and a nail, and it's a done deal. There's doityourself.com, DOITYOURSELV.com, and also there's stylist.com. Best known for home trends. And also I ran across so many do-it-yourself projects also for kids also. But do-it-yourself, you all know I love to refer to Wikipedia. And do-it-yourself, DIY, is a term used to describe building, modifying, or repairing of something without the aid of experts or professionals. The phrase do-it-yourself came into common usage in the 1950s. In reference to home improvement projects, which people might choose to complete independently. In recent years, the term DIY has taken on a broader meaning that covers a wide range of skill sets. DIY is associated with international, alternative, that's other, they're talking about other DIYs, but let me continue. DIY is associated with the international alternative rock, punk rock, and indie rock music scene, indie media networks, pirate radio stations, and design community. In this context, DIY is related to the arts and crafts movement, and that it offers an alternative to modern consumer culture's emphasis on relying on others to satisfy needs. The abbreviation DIY is also widely used in the military as a way to teach commanders, hence how from this YouTube, well, they have an example of a YouTube video clip, or other types of units to take responsibility so they'll be able to do things themselves just as preparation for their own future. And, you know, some of the favorite stories, you know, when you're working on your DIY projects are Home Depot and Lowe's and your favorite, lumber and appliance stores in your area also, because I know different communities have their own, you know, own local stores that are perfect for home improvement. In history, the Italian archaeologists have found the ruins of 6th century B.C. Greek temple-like structure in southern Italy that came with detailed assembly instructions. And it's been called an ancient IKEA building. And so they go on to talk about different historic buildings and in history that needed some do-it-yourself attention. Also, dealing in home improvement, the do-it-yourself movement is a reintroduction often to urban and suburban dwellers of the old pattern of personal involvement and use of skills in upkeep of a house or apartment. making clothes, back to what we were talking about, the do-it-yourself fashion project. And many of us know about that, how you just redo clothes or T-shirts or ribbons and bows and et cetera. I'm looking at my mailman outdoors. I had been waiting for the mailman, excuse me. And so on. But making of clothes, maintenance of cars, we all know about maintenance of cars. Computers and websites are any material aspect of living. The philosopher Alan Watts from the Houseboat Summit panel discussion in 1967 edition of the San Francisco Oracle reflected a growing sentiment. Our educational system in its entirety does nothing to give us any kind of material competence. In other words, we don't learn how to cook, how to make clothes, how to build houses, how to make love, or to do any of the absolutely fundamental things of life. The whole education that we get for our children in school is entirely in terms of abstractions. It trains you to be an insurance salesman or bureaucrat or some kind of civil character. In the 1970s, DIY spread through the North American population of college and recent college graduate age groups. In part, this movement involves the renovation of affordable, rundown, older homes. But it is also related to various projects. And it sounds like flipping houses, and flipping houses is very popular, right? I mean, my friend Neil Decker, he and his group does flipping. They flip houses on a large scale in the Chicago area and in other areas in America, but mainly in Chicago where they're based. And hopefully he'll be a guest real soon. You know, recently he lost his mother. So rest in peace to his mother, and a shout-out to Neil Thacker also, which will be making a trip back to India next month. So hopefully he'll be a guest before he leaves. If not, most definitely when he returns back from India. In part, this movement involved the renovation of affordable, rundown older homes, but it also related to a various project expression of social and environmental vision of the 1960s and early 1970s. The young visionary Stuart Brand, working with friends and family and initially using the most basic of typesetting and page layout tools, published the first edition of the Whole Earth Catalog, subtitled Access to the Tools, in the late 1968, the first catalog and its successors. So they go on and talk about tools and popular mechanics and Mechanics Illustrated, and then into the 1970s regarding VCRs and how the popularity of DIY instructors became very popular. And then in 1979, that's when This Old House starring Bob Dylan premiered on PBS, and that pretty much just snowballed the whole DIY television revolution. And that's what I'm reading and checking out. The show was so popular, and it's still popular. Educating people how to improve their living conditions and the value of their house without the expensive pants and want to do it, and that's what I mentioned earlier. And then in 1994, here it is, my cousin Linda's, one of her favorite networks and one of my favorite networks, the AGTV network cable television channel, was launched in the United States and Canada. You know, that's what cousin Linda mentioned, how you noticed that a lot of the programming is based in Canada when we watch AGTV, and it was launched in the United States and Canada, and followed by, in 1999, the DIY Network cable television channel. And both were launched to appeal to the growing percentage of North Americans that were so interested in DIY topics, from home improvement to knitting, to home hair maintenance. I DIY very often. I plan to DIY early later on today and do my hair, color my hair, shampoo my hair, and style my hair. So if that's not DIY, I don't know what it's not. Home hair care maintenance and home mani and panties, that's DIY. That's doing it yourself instead of getting a professional to do that, do the task. Oh, I'm tickled now. both were launched to appeal the growing percentage of Americans interested in the DIY topic. That's what I already talked about, that home improvement to knitting. Then shows just came from everywhere. You know, like they're talking about Design Sense, Design on Dime, Two Belt Diva, not to mention the comedy shows that just came out of nowhere also. Tim Allen's show, remember? It was all about home improvement. Beyond magazines and television, the scope of home improvement DIY continues to grow online. Oh, yes, where most mainstream media outlets now have extensive DIY-focused informational websites, such as this Old House, Martha Stewart, DIY Network, you know, popular shows like Nate Berkus Show. These, and then not to mention like Jeff Lewis, you know, even though he flipped house interior designer, a lot of times his clients talk about their do-it-yourself projects when watching that show. These are often extensions of their magazine or television brand, talking about this old house and Martha Stewart and the DIY Network. The growth of independent online DIY resources also spiking. We know this, do we not? The number of homeowners who blog about their experiences continue to grow along with DIY websites from smaller organizations. The DIY culture is coming to age in India as well. How ironic! Joint families are shrinking and newly family model seems to be emerging where both the male and female members are busy in their respective professional lives. Added to this, the economical surge suddenly has the entire maid culture dwindling, which in turn is slowly seeing the emergence of do-it-yourself tools for various household work. Innovative DIY solutions are slowly emerging in the market designed by innovative companies. And so there's a, you know, subculture of the DIY ethic, and they go into talking about DIY and do-it-yourself. And also, like my cousin Linda, you know, I'm authoring a book, but cousin Linda, she self-published her book, Mama's Adventure. That was a do-it-yourself project. I mean, you know, she wrote her book, and she self-published it, Exiblis published it, but she pretty much put her book together, and then Exiblis published it, but you can pretty much say she co-published it, and, I mean, a lot of people self-publish their works. Independent artists, if that's not do-it-yourself, I don't know what is. They're doing it themselves. Independent unsigned artists, independent record labels, they're doing it themselves. Exactly. Now, that's the next thing. Bands are solo artists releasing their own music on self-funded record labels. That's do-it-yourself. Trading of mixtapes is part of the, you know, people are, you know, they refer to the cassette culture, but that's pretty much what doing it online is all about, from that cassette culture of putting out mixtapes. And crafts such as knitting, sewing, handmade jewelry, ceramics. Who does not know people who make their own jewelry, awesome jewelry? I know so many people who make their own awesome jewelry. And design a business course and invitation, so on. I know so many friends who started businesses just because they knew how to create awesome business cards and invitations and posters and flyers. You know, just because they were doing it for themselves and it was really turned out good, and other people wanted them to make things for them also. I know people, a lot of people like that, that started businesses just from that, because they did something themselves and other people liked their work. Creating punk or indie musical merchandise through the use of recycling, thrift store, discarded materials, using decorated with art applied by silk screen. I'm sharing some of this stuff, too, because some people want to do-it-yourself projects. But, you know, some people aren't as creative as some people. And some people are creative, but, you know, just need to, you know, it's all about sharing ideas. Independent game development, gaming modding, building music electronic stuff. Oh, yeah. DIY as a subculture could be said to have begun with the punk movement of the 70s. Instead of traditional means of bands reaching their audiences, through large music labels. Bands began recording, manufacturing albums and merchandise, booking their own tours, and creating opportunities for smaller bands to get wider recognition and gain cult status through repetitive, low-cost DIY touring. So, I mean, most of my friends and artists who I network with and artists who want me to work with them are doing things pretty much on low-cost DIY budgets. If they're touring or if they're putting out their own music or if they're creating their own merchandise, and then even I even have mainstream friends who are in music who prefer to do it yourself. They've already been through the dealing with the big time record labels and waiting for certain stuff, or you know, but or you know, things falling through. And so I know artists who have already been there, done that, and they prefer the do it yourself, keep it simple. I want to deal straight with my own fans mentality. And when you deal with your fans straight on, most of the time it's doing it yourself project, because you're getting the feedback from your fans and you're dealing what you need to do. And honestly, you know, and because one artist that comes to mind is Jesse Johnson, formerly of the Time, the Original Seven, played, you know, for the Prince, you know, from Minneapolis Sound. Jesse Johnson, he talks about it all the time, and he and I do know each other, and he talks about it all the time. He's always working on trying to perfect ways that he can do things himself, keep things real, interact with his fans without any drama. You know, doing it yourself. I'm just using that as an example. That's somebody that knows about mainstream, but then also doing it himself, you know. Really, Eric Benet, been there, done that with the big labels. Now he has his own independent record label, doing it himself. You know, it just going on and on. There are the ones that have always been independent, but then that's just how, you know. Those are just examples. The Burgeoning Zion movement took up coverage of and promotion of the underground punk scene, and significantly altered the way fans interact with musicians. Zion's quickly branched off from being handmade music magazines to become more personal. They quickly became one of the youth culture's getaways to the DIY culture. This led to tutorial lines showing others how to make their own shirts, posters, Zion's, books, resines, you know, magazines, and books, food, etc. So that was just something. This Wikipedia definition was very well written, I must say. But all of them used to be, but the do-it-yourself, I thought it wasn't going to be as broad as it is. And I'm going to head back to the switchboard in a few. But a couple more websites is MotherEarthNews.com. Then there's the do-it-yourself for brides. DIY and Bride, you know, getting married, Bride, DIYBRIDE.com. Man, you all know about the do-it-yourself car repairs, and there's pretty much something for almost everything. There's also a Tumblr page for those that love do-it-yourself project. I'm looking at, you know, HGTV is all over the place. I need to start that on, don't I? But I'm just checking out so much stuff. We all know about do-it-yourself photography and videotaping and so on. But I'm looking for some more interesting things, because I've posted and tweeted a lot of interesting information last night and early this morning. So I'm just checking it out. I'm doing it myself right here, broadcasting my internet show, Construction Entertainment Report. I have worked in radio before and worked at a radio station. I don't like working at a radio station again. But one thing about internet shows, you can do it from the privacy of your own home or your own studio or from a actual studio, wherever you choose, you pretty much do it yourself. So, it's a good thing. We're doing it ourselves. There's a lot. I was looking for a couple more websites. There's the manuals. We all know about those do-it-yourself manuals, which are informative. There's more home improvement ideas and how-tos regarding home improvement. There's information regarding pest control and lawn care and how you can do it yourself and publish your own magazine, do-it-yourself cosmetics. Let's see what they're saying about do-it-yourself cosmetics. I need to pull up a couple of those articles that I was telling you about from the Nest, but I need to also head back to the switchboard and the chat room because I want to hear feedback if there's any, or want to hear about your project. There's a website called DIY Cosmetics, Do It Yourself. And it ranges from topics from packaging for color cosmetics to pigments and fillers, fragrances and lip flavors, botanicals. Wow, do it yourself. It's like do it yourself, like containers and. It's different things that you can do for yourself. Do it yourself. Cosmetics. Wow. That's interesting. They're showing containers and just different examples of doing it yourself. That's different. I know. This is my first seeing this, so I'm going ahead and registering to receive their newsletter. Okay, that was quick, because I was like, okay, if it's time-consuming, I have to do that later because I don't want to be wasting you all the time, but I should be telling you about what they have to offer, and I want to read what they're about. But it's pretty much do-it-yourself. You can pretty much cook up your own makeup and also handle your labeling and so on. I know there are many companies. I've always been interested in having my own skincare line, and I know there are a lot of companies in Dallas where you can work with in creating your own cosmetic lines. But this is a company which pretty much they have the boxes, the brushes, the containers, pre-made bases. If you would like to put together your own fragrances. Also, they have, like, kits and ideas for accessories and tools and raw materials. Just a load of info in regards to doing-it-yourself cosmetics. So, wow. So there's do-it-yourself for everything. And, you know, don't be afraid because that's what's called do-it-yourself. You know, don't try to overdo anything, but most definitely, keep it simple when you're starting out. And if you see others that enjoy, seem to know a lot about doing yourself projects, don't hesitate to ask them. I see something about ice cream recipe, and it's kind of weird because I have an idea for improved ice cream cones. This idea came to me like in the late 90s, and I said I've not seen these ice cream cones on the market yet, but ice cream cones, which are, you know, naturally colored and naturally flavored. And even though there are a lot of different types of ice cream cones, I still have not seen ice cream cone that I envision. And I would attempt to do it myself and make my own ice cream cone. Yeah, I remember years ago I had contacted Inventec regarding that idea. But I just have to continue with it myself, I guess, huh? But I remember when I first cooked up that idea and I told my niece who lives in Dallas, and she was like in awe of it, you know, because you can throw crazy ideas at people. But my niece, she's pretty level-headed, and she loved that idea. And I could see those ice cream cones everywhere, at your favorite concession stands, at theme parks, everywhere. Really. So I'm going to head back to the chat room, and I wanted to share with you, which I've shared online, are certain articles regarding your tools and things that you should have that are important, and so on, regarding at-home do-it-yourself projects. I'm going to head back to the chat room. I didn't know I was going to have some. I knew I was going to have a lot to say, but I didn't know I would find so much more. Because this is not even the information that I have shared online, on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and so on. So I've shared all kind of do-it-yourself information. And I was planning on recapping and talking about the info that I have provided. That's why I like to provide the info, so you can pretty much have an idea of what will be discussed. Because that's why when Belinda Foster gets guests on the show, or others are on the guests, I always say go ahead and go to their website. So you, those of you that can, you can pretty much know what's going on. And so that's one reason why I go ahead and present articles and videos and topics before the show, so you can pretty much have a idea of what will be discussed. And here's Cousin Linda. Has more to say. You know, I had the show scheduled for 1 hour. We have 8 more minutes of live streaming, but we can carry on much longer if needed. And Cousin Linda probably has a lot to say. I can sip on some water also. I haven't had any water this entire time. And if you notice, I haven't played any more music also. The one thing I love about this upgrade is unlimited space to play tracks, PSAs. That's why I ask you to send in PSAs, you know, music and so on. A couple of my friends have been wanting and dying to do voiceovers. It's most definitely time now to just let them run free and do voiceovers galore now with these 2 hours to have fun with and to share so much good information with. Cousin Linda's on. I thought she might be out and about, but she's here with us right now. With Cousin Linda.
Hi,
I thought you would be out and about today, so I'm glad you were able to join us.
Well, I usually am back home around 1 something because it's so hot over here, and I don't like to be out in the hot weather. And I left home real early this morning because it was looking like storms. They're in the forecast, and it's cloudy right now, but we haven't had any rain. I hear you all had rain in Jackson earlier.
Exactly. It's been cloudy all day. Yeah, we have, mm-hmm. And it's looking weird right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've covered just about everything I was going to discuss on DIY, but I think you touched on weddings, but I don't think you elaborated. If people are trying to save money, they could kind of do a do-it-yourself on the weddings and plan everything from the, from the invitations to the reception.
Yeah, and this is wedding season. Still wedding season.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
but,
you know, yeah. Creative brides can probably make the centerpieces for the tables and the wedding favors and the bridesmaids' gifts, and that would probably save a tremendous amount of money because weddings are so expensive now.
Yes, so creative brides. And like I said at the beginning of the show, yeah, I joined the Nest. It's the Knot of the Nest.com, and it's for those that are planning to marry, but it's good for the general public. Because there's so much, I didn't even really realize, I knew about the nest, but I didn't realize, oh, okay, when they asked for my wedding date, I'm like, wait a second, I'm not planning a wedding. But there's so much,
yeah.
So much information on that website just for us, period, general public. But you said Creative Bride is good for...
Well, I mean, when I didn't... well, whether they're creative or not, they may know someone. But I was just saying that could be a way to save money, because weddings are so expensive now, from the dresses to the food for the reception and all that. So maybe they could cut back. You know, flowers are terribly expensive. So if you can do your own flower arranging, and like I said, maybe make gifts for the bridesmaids, rather than spending a baby fortune on their gifts.
And employ those, get those talented friends involved, those that know, specialize in making certain things, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you mentioned making jewelry and stuff. You know, one of my former classmates lives in Jackson, has started a business. She's retired now. And she, I forgot what the title of her website is, but she makes some really, really pretty jewelry. And it just started out as a hobby.
Exactly. That's something that I share. A lot of my friends started their stationery businesses or so on just because they did something themselves and then other people liked it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
we didn't discuss
the flyers and stuff.
Yeah, home canning, something I wish I knew how to do, because now with all the fresh produce that's out, you can can, what, the tomatoes, okra, everything, peas, beans.
Oh, because I know you love tomatoes. Which tomatoes do you love so much?
Just the red ones. I like any kind, but my preference is any homegrown red tomato.
Oh, wow. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say our cousins Betty and Margaret there in Jackson, they used to do a lot of canning. And, of course, the late cousin Gladys Brown also did canning. Yeah, they canned everything, corn, squash, peas.
And delicious and healthy. I know Aunt Christine used to love to can figs.
I love canned figs and fig preserves. Aunt Mildred makes some really good fresh fig preserves.
Wow.
Yeah,
she makes good pies.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, I don't eat any pies.
Yeah, you know, pickles, get your cucumbers and make pickles out of them, kosher pickles and, what is it, bread and butter pickles. I like homemade pickles.
Yeah, so the list just goes on to do. It's a lot of things that we don't realize that we are doing ourselves. Because some people say, "Well, I don't do any do-it-yourself projects." Yes, they do.
Yeah.
You just realize it.
Yeah, and something as simple as gift wrap, you know, the gift bags and tissue paper just about put the gift wrappers out of business. You remember when you used to have to go and pay someone to gift wrap your presents?
Yes.
And, or either you buy that expensive gift wrap paper, but now you just go get a bag, put the gift in there, throw some tissue paper on top, and keep on going. But now I personally like to do gift wrapping.
Exactly, because I love happy bags, and I love giving them, and I love when I see them coming my way. So
you know, you save them, and you can recycle them and what have you. And there, a lot of them you can get at the dollar stores and the 99-cent stores, places like that. You don't have to buy those $6 and $7 bags.
And I can imagine when traveling a lot, you catch yourself having to do some do-it-yourself things. Because just thinking about some of the tips that you have shared with us in regards to traveling, you have pretty much had to do it yourself. They had to come up with some do-it-yourself ideas.
Well, I can't think of any offhand. I have had to, but I just can't think of any right now.
Wow. Because I'm thinking of some of the ideas you have shared that sound like do-it-yourself, like when you're Wow. I know, because you have pretty much shared a lot of info, and some of it sound like, you know, because you better be prepared regardless of if you're traveling in the States or out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you thought you had to think of some quick ideas.
Definitely.
Wow. Yeah, like what are some of your other do-it-yourself programs that you like on television, like on HGTV?
Well, you mentioned This Old House. He comes on PBS over here. But, I don't have the DIY network anymore. I downgraded my cable package. When I switched from DirecTV to Time Warner Cable, the DIY wasn't in the package. So I'm pretty much, I'll just watch whatever comes on HGTV and Bob Vila, like you say, on This Old House. And PBS has a couple of do-it-yourself programs, but I haven't watched them lately, so I can't remember the names of them. And every now and then I'll catch Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Who
and
makes
I
everything.
I do love Nate Berkus' show.
I've never watched him. I thought he was just a designer or decorator or whatever. He does DIY too.
Yes, his shows today, his guests, they talked about do-it-yourself projects from pretty much everything, from just making your own furniture, from savage stuff to just going up and designing your own spaces yourself.
My mother used to do a lot of creative stuff. She used to like to do flower arranging, and she used to, like to decorate furniture. One while she had just gone gold crazy. She was spray painting everything gold. She got a lot of pine cones from the yard. And tree leaves and stuff, and she spray painted them and put them in some gorgeous, gorgeous containers. And then she got to painting furniture. You know, she'd buy some old beat up chairs and sand them down, and then she'd paint them in gold. And she just did a whole lot of creative stuff, and especially around Christmas time, the house would be just decorated. Every inch in Christmas stuff.
Exactly, Aunt Helen. Oh yes, and you talking about happy? She gave the best happy.
Mhm.
Happy bags, happy boxes, everything. But oh yes, she sure was creative. And Aunt Mildred liked doing something with pine cones too. Because I know sometimes she said, "Well, save me some pine cones." So we are definitely from a creative family.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it didn't rub off on me.
Because Aunt Bobby used to make arrangements also. I laid on Bobby.
Yeah, I remember she did some things.
She used to like putting together. I love the Easter baskets that she used to put together when I was a little girl, and I guess she continued putting them all together. But I know she did floral arrangements also one moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I had my little shop, you never did get a chance to come to it over here in Dallas.
And that was in the mid-'80s?
Hmm?
That was in the mid-'80s? No, I missed that on your shop.
Yeah, I have this friend who taught me how to do flower arranging. You know, that was when artificial flower arranging was in vogue. And I spent ton of money on flowers and peacock feathers and glue guns and all that kind of stuff. And I did a whole bunch of that, and I don't think I sold anything. I think I had to just end up giving it away when the store went out of business.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and speaking of weddings and do-it-yourself, I know he's expensive. He's a high-end guy, but he has good ideas. Colin Cowie. Speaking of,
I love him, and I love the ideas
that he shared.
Me too. He used to have a show that came on the WE Network. That was before the WE Network officially was a channel on cable.
Exactly. thank you, Cousin Linda, for mentioning that. Because I loved it when it became, like, officially a channel. Okay.
Because they would, you know, they'd run the little crawlers at the bottom of the screen, you know, if you're enjoying this show, call your cable company and tell them to carry the Weed Network, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, I did because I did not miss Colin Cowie's shows at all. I just loved everything he did, place settings and decorating and cooking. He can do no wrong. And I caught him the other week on Selling New York. The Clyers, Michelle Clyer, wanted him to do an event planning for her for a party. She was throwing a party trying to sell a property in New York. And because I didn't know what had happened to Colin Cowie. I thought he had just dropped off the face of the earth or something. And she went to see him at his office in New York. And, I mean, I was so excited, Beth. You would have thought he was planning an event for me.
I know. Even though he's high-end, I'm just in awe every time I watch his work because it seems like you can go and do it yourself also. And
he makes everything seem so effortless.
Exactly. And I just love, I love the way the table sitting. He always chooses like the most amazing table settings and decor.
Yeah. And look, and he used to plan weddings and stuff for the filthy rich. I had no intentions of getting married, but I was like, I want to get married so Colin Cowie can plan my wedding.
Exactly. And I love the other guy, too, David Tutter. How do you pronounce his last name? Terry? David Tutter.
I don't know. Who's
but he does the same as Colin Cowie. His name is David Tutera.
I don't know him.
He's popular.
Him. He's on TV too?
Yes. His shows air on, I think, on the Weed Channel also. I think on the Weed, not Bravo, but it's on like Weed. But you might want to Google his name. But I know I don't want to pronounce it wrong. Terry, something like that, but it's David, and he's a dark guy, and he's based in New York also.
I don't know. It's a black guy that did Michelle Rivers, Joan Rivers' daughter's wedding. I don't know if it's him or not, but I know I remember when Michelle Rivers got married eons ago, and they wanted to do a Russian theme, and Joan Rivers said she went all over New York trying to find somebody to do it, and only this black guy, whatever his name was, to do it.
I know who you're talking about, this bridal dress guy. I cannot think of that guy's name. He's dark-skinned. I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. David is Italian, I think, or Jewish. But what is Tatera? Is that what type of last name is that? But I know who you're talking about. I cannot think of this guy's name. But I know who you're talking about. He's very sophisticated. Very sophisticated. I'm talking about the guy you're talking about that Joan Rivers hired. Wow.
Yeah.
What is this guy's name? But David, but Colin, he sure is good. But wow. But as soon as I can, I will email you information regarding David Tutera. I think that's how you pronounce his name, Tutera. But he does the planning also, from the dress to the invitation. And his show is, I think it comes on Wii, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't seen it in a long time. But pretty much the bride will show him their plans. And he will tell them, no. You don't need that dress. You don't need those bridesmaids' dress. He changes the whole wedding. No, from everything. From the bridesmaids to even the groom selection to the groom party.
Well, I was going to say, not the groom selection, please.
But yeah, don't give anybody an idea. Be a whole new, that's taking the bachelor to a whole nother level.
I'm telling you.
Well,
I don't, Yeah, I don't think I have anything else. You know, we're in a pretty much do-it-yourself society anyway, because back on travel, remember we used to have to go to travel agents to get them to do all of our travel planning?
Exactly. You talked about that last week, so talk about that.
Well, you just, you know, if you have access to a computer or a friend who has one or your iPhone or smartphone or whatever, just go to the different websites and you pretty much plan your travel. I got an email today from TripAdvisor.com, and they have a special to Paris round trip airfare is $758. And my friend and I had planned to go in September, because this is when the cheap rate is September. And
I know
it looks like
early fall.
Yeah, but none of the fares were coming up. You know, they were just outrageously overpriced to me. And then TripAdvisor sent me this one today because we've changed to November. And
yeah.
$758. That's a really, really good fare. But, and since my friend works, you know, I can't ask her to keep changing her schedule. So, because I started to call in and see if she could, you know, change it from November back to September. And I said, no, I'm not going to ask her to do that.
Well, I wish I had it in my budget. I sure would go to Paris and George Michael and Prince playing concerts in September in Paris
for
the AIDS month. AIDS awareness, a lot of AIDS events are going on in Paris in September.
Yeah, well, that's the high season, and that was one of the reasons I decided to change to November, which is the off season. That's when the hotels are a little bit less expensive, and I'm still going to hold out for a good fare, because a lot of times you can get last minute fares.
And
so
that's round trip fare.
$758 was round trip.
Man, you can't even travel for that. And imagine just in the state. I mean, round trip to like New York or LA.
Yeah, that's the you know, I don't want to say problem, but that's one of the disadvantages of when you have a traveling companion. If you can't reach them at that time, that's what I've tried to explain to my girlfriend. It's like, can you give me your credit card number? I said, I know that's asking a lot, but if you could give me your credit card number when these fares come along, you know, I can grab it, because it's just not something that's going to sit there and wait. Because, you know, if I could think that email came in about 12 o'clock this afternoon. And, you know, if you wait, then those prices disappear. Because I know I've tried to make reservations online, and if you delay a half a second, you know, the bargain fares disappear. Somebody else grabs them up. So she had said she was going to send me about $1,000 so I could just go ahead and have that money on hand, but I haven't received it. So
when you tell her about
this,
I bet she'll go ahead and send everything.
Well,
the more money to spend doing the trip.
But you know, it's just one of those things, and I prefer having a traveling companion when I go to Paris. So I'll wait and just see, you know, something better. We might even get a cheaper fare to come along.
Wow, that was something. Yeah, because I know what you said. And I was like, I know you said you were going early. Oh, I knew November. But I think I recall you mentioning to me at first that you might go in September. But
First I had planned September, and I noticed the hotel rates were just outrageous. And I never thought about off-season or on-season or whatever when going to Paris, because, you know, I like December. And when I was explaining, when my friend said she wanted to go, when she expressed interest and I was telling her about the brutally cold winters over there, she didn't want to go in December. She said she didn't want to travel when it was just too cold, and that's when I switched to September. And I was like, these hotels where I've stayed, $400 or $500 a night, and I'm like, they're not worth that. And then I did a little research and saw that that's the on season. So I checked and found out that November is during the off season, And I said, well, you know, let's just switch and go late November. And I like December because that's when they also have the Christmas decorations out. And
oh,
the city
so
is
beautiful.
Yeah, it's already beautiful. And then when they decorate the streets and the department stores decorate their windows, it's just fabulous. Something you have to see to describe it, because I couldn't describe it to you, you know. And I don't know if you probably haven't even seen my pictures.
I haven't yet. I was supposed to have seen your pictures. Like, we thought we were going to see each other New Year's Eve when you had arrived back from Paris during your last trip, but we didn't get a chance to see each other in person. And I think you said you have them, but you need to send them some kind. You change computers or something.
I can't send them on this computer for some strange reason. Yeah. I just don't know how to do it. I put them on, you know, the pictures on disk, and I can't find them. They're on this computer, but I have looked under everything that I thought I named it, and what I just can't find them.
Oh yeah, the file names. I know. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's beautiful because it was a blizzard there. I was concerned about you, but you said you were having a blast.
yeah, everything was fine. No problems at all. Sleet, snow, rain, it didn't matter to me. Now, my friend that went with me was kind of having a problem at first dealing with the cold. And I told you, she had on a full-length mink coat down to her ankles. I don't know what the problem was. And then she had on all these clothes underneath the mink coat, and we'd get too hot when we'd go in a museum or a restaurant or whatever, and she'd have to come out of all these clothes. So I guess unless you've been there during that cold weather, you don't really know how to dress. So
that's good to know off season in Paris.
Oh, I was just going to say, I like cold weather, so it doesn't matter to me. And a couple of times I've taken I've worn a full-length mink coat over there. And sometimes I've gone and I didn't have to. I mean, it was cold, but I had, like, fake fur coats, and they're just as warm as the mink. So, I don't know, it's just a preference, but a lot of people prefer summertime, and I got fed up years ago with summertime vacations because I just do not like hot weather.
Well, I love hot weather, but I think I could, I don't know if I can tolerate cold weather, but I think I could tolerate Paris and London.
You could. You just dress appropriately, that's all.
Yes.
I mean,
my friends in Paris and London, oh my God, they have me so super excited. I'm ready to just jump in one of your suitcases.
That's what one of my coworkers used to tell me. She wanted to just jump in my suitcase.
Exactly.
But you can go to Paris, you know, on the cheap. It's just that I like comfort, because some of the hotels, you'd be surprised, you can get a hotel over there in certain districts for like $85, $90 a night, and some probably cheaper than that. But the rooms are tiny. They may not be in the best location, and my knowledge is so limited over there until I'm kind of confined to the 8th district. And then once I get there, then I have to kind of feel my way around, because I cannot figure out the metro system. Now, if I could figure out the metro system, I could stay anywhere. But since I don't really know how to do the metro, I have to stay in the 8th district, and I prefer a hotel room, you know, that's large enough for me to move around in.
Uh-huh. Some and accessible to places that you like to frequent and go to.
Right.
Wow, that's amazing. And since that's off-season, off-season is doing what month? And is that for Paris and London?
I hadn't really checked on London. I think August is one of the off seasons, one of the off months in Paris, and it said November. There were several months. I don't know, maybe February is one of them. I don't know, January, February, because it is, I mean, cold.
Wow. While we're talking about weddings, I know I've done a show before on weddings doing on off seasons and on seasons, and. Mm-hmm. The fall season is off season for weddings, So some people might get married like now in the summertime, but if they have their honeymoons booked for back to what you were talking about, saving money, they need to consider booking their honeymoons for off season, for like off season trips.
The seasons are different everywhere. Like in South America now, it's winter down there. So
yeah.
That would probably be the off season if you want to go to, say, Argentina or Brazil or something.
Okay, that's a good plan. That's another do-it-yourselfer then. In talks of weddings or celebrating anniversaries, right now you can go to off-season locations like Argentina, you say?
South America, because it's wintertime down there.
So find out what places or locations are off-season.
Right. You definitely will save that way. I don't know about the airfare, but you definitely will save on hotels.
I can imagine you saving a lot, though. My goodness, something's better than nothing.
True.
Wow.
And I think this might even be off-season for Hawaii. I'm not sure. Because that's another hot place. It's just scorching hot over there.
Yeah, so in regards to planning weddings and cutting prices on your honeymoon costs, think of off-season trips. Like Cousin Linda said, either if not the airfares, at least you know you will get discounts in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, sound like you might fuck up with airfare too.
I was just going to say it depends on where you're going. You know, naturally, if everybody is going to the Bahamas at this particular time, that's when you're going to see a spike in prices because they know that's when they, make the money. So if you want to save some money, go during the off season.
Bahamas right now.
It's too hot over there for me.
Oh, Cousin Linda, don't be a party pooper.
I can't take that heat, Beth. I know my first trip to Jamaica, we were on a tour bus, and I got out at the first couple of stops, but the third stop when I got off, I remember the heat hit going up in my face like a 650-degree oven or something. I can't take it. Y'all go ahead. I'll just stay here on this air-conditioned bus. I cannot get out in that heat. You laughing? I just don't like the hot weather. Give me cold weather any day. And the summer season is lasting just about 9/10 of the year.
Yes.
We don't have winter time anymore.
Hey, but when we do, oh Lord have mercy! I guess you love that little time though.
Oh,
but
I do. It can't get cold enough for me.
But when we do, baby, it's on and popping. Yeah, I heard New York is saying this past weekend that, you know, since it's just been, like, hot in the New York and the Northeast, they've just been scorching hot. And I heard this one man say, my God, I prefer to be 20 below than this 97 degrees.
I saw
him. I'm like, oh, my God, no, he didn't say that.
That is my friend. When he said that, I said, mister, I agree with you. I'll take cold weather any day.
I was tuned to the Weather Channel, and the gentleman said, I cannot take this anymore. He was like, give me
and it's hotter. Yeah, it's hotter in some of the northern states than it is down here. I don't know if they've got a name for this weather pattern. I forget what it is. But it's causing the heat to be unbearable and unusually hot in places like Illinois and Indiana. Even North Dakota has had some really hot weather.
Wow, that's amazing. And people just been dying, and babies been dying, and grown-ups been dying. Man, that's serious, though. That's what I tried. When I heard about how hot it was, I tried, you know, this is something that we experience every day down here in the Deep South, but I do feel for him from there. And when I heard the gentleman being 20 below, I'm like, what is that? I'm here.
Hey.
Yep. Hello?
Oh, I'm not asleep. I'm on the phone. Let me call you back in about 1 minute. Okay, yeah. Bye-bye. Hey, cousin Bethany.
You okay?
No, I got a phone call I'm going to have to take, so I'm going to have to check out. What time is the show tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be in the a.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow it will be in the a.m.
Okay, at 5:30?
Yes. And
okay.
We're talking about happiness, you know, and what is it? You seem like a very happy person, so you know we want to hear.
Right, okay. All right. If I wake up on time, I'll check in tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. You're welcome,
tell
bye-bye.
Friends in Paris, bye-bye.
Au revoir, mes amis en Paris. Bye-bye.
Love you. Okay, that was Cousin Linda sharing her perspective regarding do-it-yourself projects. So that was a nice 30-minute chat with Cousin Linda. We went over the hour time, which was still fun. That's why it's good that we have this two-hour limitation of broadcasting, live broadcasting. And so I hope that you've been enjoying this middle of the day broadcast of Doing It Yourself Project also. I have been in the chat room. I had left out of the chat room. Usually have a party going on. But obviously you are tuned in, and I thank you for tuning in, too. It's just been amazing, and I thank you so much. So pretty much we can talk a little bit more about do-it-yourself and also about big news. We got the All-Star Game going on tonight in MLB. You know I'm going to mention some sports. Looking forward to Friday's show. Regarding Sports Edition Friday. You know, yesterday was O.J. Simpson's 65th birthday. I wanted to mention that, that's all. And there's a lot of birthdays today. I guess I should mention some of those birthdays, but just happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating their birthday also. And anniversaries, and if you're going through something sad, you know, hugs and kisses and prayers to you also. But I feel like I need to talk about a couple other do-it-yourself projects, but the time is dwindling down, and I will play a couple more tunes for you. But I will post more do-it-yourself articles and more topics, and I hope you got an idea. If you're really interested in getting involved in doing your own do-it-yourself projects, or you're realizing that you have been doing your own projects, then it's time to, upgrade and do more, you know, because really sometimes we just think, well, I was just doing what I know, but you've really been doing DIY projects and so on. So we pretty much have talked about a lot. And I want to go ahead and play a tune. I thought I was going to get me a sip of water, but I didn't. So pretty much, this has been a blast. So sometimes you all probably say, well, she's playing too much music, but I haven't got any complaints about that. So I'm glad that you all have been enjoying. I'm going to change your music selections also and have a lot of music. And then also I would love for you all to send me more music. Send me MP3s and WAVs music also so I can promote you. And I'd love to have your permission. You know, it's not good not to have people permission and artists permission, so it's good to have your blessings, and it's good to know that you would like to come on the show also. I'm going to go ahead and play, oh, my goodness, you all know I love to play Prince, and I'm going to upload some more Prince songs. So I got to play this Australia song from his show on May the 30th in Australia again. Something in the water, and I know many of you don't get tired of hearing it like I do, but some probably do get tired of hearing it, but I'm going to play it again for those of us who love to hear it, and it's Something in the Water from May 30th this year in Australia.
Oh. Some people tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It do not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Be something in the water that you has been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Broadcast of Talk That Talk Tuesday. Hope you've enjoyed listening to Cousin Linda and I share our perspective and also sharing information regarding do-it-yourself projects. And thank you for sharing with me, even though I didn't hear from you. You remember, you can call in anytime during live broadcast at 714-409-0614. But thank you for networking with me and sharing with me your do-it-yourself and other info also. And remember, tomorrow we'll be talking about happiness, if you're single or not, about overall happiness, how to obtain it, how to just enjoy it, how to love it. For some reason, Rock and Roll Man is taking a minute to play, so here's...
Uh-huh, yeah. Ran into a rocko in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. I talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting domed. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top. out to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say that money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up? My own mother won't respect me as a man. We don't have a conversation without getting out of hand. Now I'm about to have a daughter, so our problems just expand. We used to be a unit, start to feel like we disband. Single mother home, she was mostly alone. So the day I moved out, guess she felt she wanna own. And for that simple fact, we've been fighting all the time. I've been gone 6 years, I just want some peace of mind. You think that she'd be happy with me? I'm successful, but every time I see her, it's always something stressful. Said I don't give a fuck, calling me neglectful. I try to speak my mind and she calls me disrespectful. Playing little games, trying to push every button. Never once said she's proud, I made something out of nothing. So what do I say to my child about a granny? And what do I say to my child about our family?
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it. It's really easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines are blurred. You gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it.
My uncle's 54, still living with my mother. He's trying to give advice and she listens to her brother. I never listened to him, never really had a reason. Never thought my uncle was somebody to believe in. In and out of jail, got a child he ain't raised. Would never give credit for this path that I paved. Knowing him the way I do, I'd never have trust. Especially when he looks at young girls with such lust. And I mean, sure, she's just a baby in the womb. But what happens if I go to leave her in the room? And maybe I'd be wrong to assume. But what if I'm right? Cause in my mind, something just ain't right. So what do I say to my child if she ends up molested? The onus is on me, cause I should've second-guessed it. Just wish everybody really practiced what they preaches. So what do I say to my child? I'm left speechless.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it. It's real easy to say the words, but you
they say that family goes through trials and tribulations. What if we fall apart? Should we fight for visitation? So what do I say to my child on his basis? And try to explain why our family didn't make it. Perhaps something worse, ain't think of it at first. So how did you explain that her mama died at birth? But that's too far-fetched, so we try to make it work. Pretty sure we'll be okay, but it changes what's in first. I don't wanna raise our child in court. We pissed off at each other, just arguing over child support. And in my head I have the wildest thoughts, thinking for every broken family, it's just another child is lost. So now I'm hoping for matrimony and never alimony. I say a prayer and hope that angels are smiling on me. So many people let the small break the big, and my mind is me and you. It's on us to raise these kids, so I try not to be the man that my father was. I plan to give you both my heart and the father's love.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it. It's real easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it.
We'll be right back.
Enjoyed the broadcast. It's been a blast. It's a blast for me, and I'm sure you will let me know if you enjoyed it or not. But I just thank you for your continued love and feedback and sharing of ideas, and look forward to many of you calling in and chatting with me in the chat room, and also being guests on the show and guest co-hosts also. So I'm trying to play Rock and Roll Man again by my Stereo Reverb Nation friend, Six String Woody. And it seemed to still be taking a while. It's been a while since I played Rock and Roll Man by Six String Woody and his friend, Frankie O'Rourke. And it seems like it is still taking its time to play. So let's see. Rock and Roll Man.
Thank you.
guys of time. The Extreme Woody with his friends, Rick Dano and Jamie Lau. Now here's Imprint. Oh, check her out on ReverbNation.com. She is based in the UK, singing America the Beautiful. America the Beautiful.